This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right. We got mad cow in the news. We got measles in the news. We got Ebola back in the news. Gosh, we got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. But I have to just start really quickly. Well, I just got to say a couple things about the State of the Union yesterday. I thought it was phenomenal. I thought that was one of the better State of the Unions. And it has nothing to do with my disliking the Affordable Care Act or not. Okay. I could see... Yeah, you know, I think Bill Clinton is an amazing orator. I love watching Bill Clinton speak. So it doesn't matter if they're Republican, Democrat, or whatever. But I thought the actual State of the Union was fantastic. Maybe Donald Trump isn't the best orator, or if that's the proper word, I should say, or public speaker. He looked like he was reading from a teleprompter too much. But I really kind of liked the message, and it was kind of... It almost kind of brought tears to your eyes. You know, they had some World War II vets there that they honored. They had people who were, incarcerated. One, I think both of them, innocently, just recently freed. Well, I guess he was touting his First Step program, which we'll talk about later. And I guess there was a kid there by the name of Trump who kept getting bullied. There was the officer who saved multiple people in the synagogue shooting. During the Pittsburgh shooting that happened a few months back. And they had World War II vets that were there. And, oh, phenomenal, guys. I just love our veterans. And, you know, especially the World War II ones, right? Because, you know, they worry that people are going to forget. And, I mean, they busted their ass. They lost everything. They lost comrades, body parts, you know, loved ones, possibly the ability to work. You know, and put food on the table for their families. And we just don't talk about, you know, World War II and, you know, a lot that happened because it's just so distant, you know. You know, there's not many of us that, have relatives that can still talk to us. You know, many of the people that survived World War II are in their 80s or 90s. And, you know, we still don't have that life expectancy yet, so there's very few of them out there. I remember when I was in medical school, I took care of somebody who fought in World War I. And, World War I, I believe it was in the 80s when the last World War, it was in the 90s when I guess the last World War I's, survivors had passed because they were in their 80s. And so, it's a part of history that is just, you know, fleeting away and slipping through our fingers. And I believe that there was one who was one of the Holocaust survivors that were there, was saved by a World War II veteran who was sitting next to him. And the Holocaust survivor had, I guess, remembered his father saying, you know, because, you know, there was, you know, troops coming in and everybody was scared. And he was in the concentration camp and his father said, no, they're the Americans, they're the Americans. And one of the Americans that helped liberate that concentration camp was there. Sitting next to him. It was really, really moving. And then you had Judah Samet. Judah Samet was almost killed twice because of anti-Semitism. First, he was almost killed in the Holocaust, and then in October at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. And he was a guest at the State of the Union address, and he was. It was also his birthday. So people stood up and sang happy birthday to him. So he narrowly escaped death in the fall during the October 27th attack. And then 7 decades ago, he narrowly survived the Nazi concentration camps. So he celebrated his 81st birthday yesterday. And, he's the one where a soldier appeared And apparently he and his family were put on a train, and they were going to another camp, and suddenly the train screeched to a halt. A soldier appeared. Judah's family braced for the worst because soldiers would come on and kill people. And his father cried out with joy that it's the Americans. And so he's the one who was sitting next to a one of the ones that freed them. So just, it was very, very moving. But what I found very interesting were the women that dressed up in white. The female congresswomen dressed up in white. Now, I'm sure many of you, you know, are aware, during the suffrage movement, during the 1915 March, women would dress up in white. It was a way to get the media's attention, get the newspapers to cover it. And so the women would dress up in white as they would demonstrate, you know, for their right to vote. I guess, according to the Washington Post, in England, they did something similar, but they used purple, white, and green. And so for the State of the Union, dozens of female lawmakers were white. And the majority of them appeared to be Democrat. But what was very interesting is it looked like they were looking at Nancy Pelosi as their leader on what to do. So when Donald Trump would say something that was pro-women, pro-America, and everybody was standing up and clapping, you know, full standing ovation, you could see them a little confused, especially Ocasio, on do I stand, do I nod, do I stay straight-faced? And some of the other women were clapping, and they were standing up going, yeah, that's, yeah, yay, yay. You know, and not that they're applauding the Trump administration, but they're applauding the idea of equality and, you know, or, you know, better America or, you know, et cetera. And so I found it kind of odd and really frustrating and significant and exemplifying the problem we have in America today where people try to choose, I guess, a side, and they want it to fit into their political mantra. Like, okay, well, we are anti-Trump if we're pro-women. And they couldn't do that last night because there were so many things that have been done that's been, you know, progressive, you know, for women. And, you know, whether Trump gets credit for it or not, you know, these are things that he was cited at the State of the Union getting applauded for. And some of the women just, they didn't, well, do we stand? Do we applaud? Do we whatever? And in one case, they, you see, they wanted to kind of sit through, I think what the plan was to sit through the State of the Union in protest, but they couldn't because there were things, it would have made them look bad that they weren't pro-women. You know, why did you dress up in white then? The whole purpose of dressing in white was to be, you know, pro-women's movement. So I found it pretty hypocritical. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
Holiday heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, one of my listeners wrote me on Facebook about how her older son is going to be coming out of jail. He had gotten involved in some drug dealing. Coming out of jail, coming back home. But her new husband has kids living with him. And, you know, I'm not going to go into the full detail, but basically she was worried about the meshing of a ex-con with the future kids. You know, are there safety issues? Because apparently the husband's a little upset. And, you know, the boy that, I think the boy, the son is like 20 years old. And so he's going to be living at home, not really, doesn't have really the money to live on his own. So he's going to be coming back to the house and there's younger kids there. So are there going to be issues with drugs? Are there going to be issues with, she brought up assault, issues with, you know, and so I think there's a lot of misconceptions about criminals. And this First Step Act, I think, is phenomenal. And we're going to be talking about that, where, you know, those who are, you know, incarcerated are able to go through a rehab such that they could be job ready, you know, when they come home. And they could then succeed on the outside because, you know, being in jail, you kind of have already, you know, huge, you know, red flags on your application, and not a lot of people are quick to hire an ex-con, and so, you know, they end up not being able to make a living and then unfortunately falling back into a life of crime. So what you need to do is you need to kind of take a look at the individual you have and why they went into crime. There's a whole bunch of different types of criminals, okay? You have some people out there where they are just bad people. And just since day one, right, in daycare, they would love to hurt, they just liked hurting others, okay? I mean, you would just see it. And they, you know, you see it as a kid with some of these. Not always. Some of them turn bad because they get jaded or something happens. But some of these people are really, really bad. You know, you talk to the parents and, you know, or others, and it was like, oh my gosh, they were always like that in school. We're just dividing up the sets of criminals, okay? There's bunches of different types. So you got the ones where, you know, the kids love, you know, stabbing other kids with a pencil or pulling their hair or trying to cut their hair or, you know, breaking something and smiling after they do it. So you do have some psychopaths that you can, you know, and it's really tough because it's a little kid. And you're a grown-up and you want to tell the mom there is something wrong with your kid. And some teachers have the guts to do it. Others don't. They're like, oh, you know, he's going through a stage. And the kids, they just get worse and worse and worse. So you just see them, you're like, these kids are evil. Okay, so you got some of them. Then you got the ones, like I said, they're fine, and then they get jaded. Okay, something happens to them. And they get mad. And they very secretly, and they very quietly, live out this fantasy in their head of hurting people. And most of the time they don't, but then sometimes they do. And then they'll shoot up a school. Or they'll shoot, you know? And it'll be their way of lashing out and letting people know. So a child that just stays quiet, you know, is probably fine, but also that could be, you know, one of the most deadliest times, because that's when they could be contemplating something. So you have the children or the people that act out very blatantly in front of everybody, you know, causing destruction in the class. They're the ones that get busted all the time, but the little quiet one that sits in the corner thinking and planning and strategizing could actually be a deadlier criminal. All right? Then you have others that really love to cheat the system. There's a euphoria you get when you got something for free, when you were able to do something that somebody else didn't. How many of you, right, like found a $5 bill, or you come home just to find out that the cashier gave you too much change back? All right. Now, some of us feel guilty and like, okay, should we go back? Should we whatever? And some of us will go back. But the majority of us will be like, all right, doing the dance. That's pretty cool. I got an extra $2. And we feel so good for that $2. Well, that same sort of euphoria happens in this third set of criminals I'm talking about now, where they love the idea of just getting something for free. And I'm not talking about like an Ocean's 11. It's the hunt, it's the act of getting away with it, and the closer you get to getting caught, the more enticing it is. If it's too easy, it doesn't stimulate that sort of criminal. So some of those criminals, they just like to be on the verge of getting caught. It's some sort of, again, psychopathy that makes them want to do criminal acts, not so much because they want to steal the jewel or take your purse, but because they want to get away with it. Okay? And then you have others where they're in a bad place. They need money. They need to, you know, they're not able to do what they need to in normal society. And another option comes into play. Another option is out there that allows them to get what they need, whether it's money, whether it's drugs, whether it's recognition, whatever. And so you have others where it's very calculated, has nothing to do with psychological illness, It's just, you know what? I am tired of making $6 an hour or $10 an hour. You know, I'm tired of struggling. I can make a few hundred dollars for just doing something simple that's not really, you know, yeah, killing anybody or whatever. I'm just, you know, moving some drugs, or I'm just, you know, selling a product. And they talk themselves into it. And then, you know, you have those where it's like, you know, I got to do this because I got to do it. And they're doing it for a higher good. And then you have others that just do stupid. Just do plain stupid. They had a couple drinks. They didn't want to call Uber, or they forgot, you know, their credit card that day, so they didn't put the credit card in. And they're like, you know what, that's okay, I'll just take my car. And then they, you know, drive drunk, or they, you know, whatever. Or they get into a fight, or they push somebody, looking all tough, and then somebody falls, dies from a head injury. So then you have others where they do stupid. And the legal system has to sit here and, you know, discriminate, you know, who needs what. And so it's very difficult because each case is very different, and you can't just base it on the crime. So if you have somebody that, you know, is selling drugs, you can't say, okay, well, they're generally good people. They're doing it, you know, because they're trying to, you know, feed their family. Not entirely. You have, no. Some of them could be doing it for the evil, you know. They don't give a damn about other people. They, you know, they're just, yeah, they're greedy, and they don't care who gets hurt. That's a lot different than somebody who's trying to support his family. So the judicial system doesn't always figure that out and discern and demarcate. It can't do that. And so, unfortunately, people are in jail, then they come out, and then what do? So this First Step Act was introduced bipartisanly by Dr. Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat of Rhode Island, and Senator John Cornyn, Republican from Texas. And they are supposed to ensure people are prepared to come home from prison job ready and have major incentives to pursue the life-changing classes that will help them succeed on the outside. They say currently the federal prison system is failing to achieve this. They say instead people are ripped away from their families. They don't have, you know, So the First Step Act, they say, basically first, offers good time credit. I guess it's going to fix the good time credits, ensuring that incarcerated individuals could earn the 54 days of good time credit per year and not the 47 days that it currently allows. And I guess this retroactively applies. And it's estimated that fixing this will allow some men and women to leave prison soon after the bill passes. That's also going to save the prison system $40 million a year. And then allowing 10 days in pre-release custody for every 30 days of successful participation, with no cap on the pre-release credit that can be earned. Beyond pre-release custody, other incentives include increased phone and visitation periods, transferred institutions closer to one's release residence, and additional policies that could include increased commissionary spending, access to email, consideration of transfer, and other incentives solicited from prisoners themselves. So you see, rather than the penalty, which, again, was a big problem I had with the ACA, and a lot of things that happen in certain administrations, this switches things up to incentivizing. If you do this, good will happen, as opposed to if you don't, bad will happen. And I love that because of the motivational factor. There's supposed to be these life-changing classes. Authorizes $250 million over 5 years for the Bureau of Prisons for development and expansion of programming focused on skill building, education, and vocational training. So this helps prepare individuals for a transition. So basically, they get training and jobs so that they can get jobs. They also allow partnerships between nonprofits, volunteers, faith groups, and other organizations that can make the classes happen. And trying to move people closer to home, providing IDs. So there's, you know, it's interesting. Now, whether, you know, it could, you know, help all those that it needs to is a whole other story. But I like it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
The United United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another top Virginia Democrat has admitted to wearing blackface decades ago. Attorney General Mark Herring issued a statement Wednesday saying he wore a brown makeup and wig in the 1980s to look like a black rapper during an undergraduate party at the University of Virginia. This after many are calling for the current governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, a Democrat, to step down after photos leaked of him in college doing the same thing. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are looking for ways to prevent gun violence. Opening a House hearing today, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler says the epidemic of gun violence in the U.S. is a national crisis and an international embarrassment. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Doug Collins says we really just need to focus on the laws and enforce the laws that are already on the books.
If we're going to be in the business of writing new laws to prevent violence, we should at minimum commit to enforcing the laws we already have.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that there is a patient at a Philadelphia hospital being tested for Ebola. Dr. P.J. Brennan, the chief medical examiner at the hospital at the University of Pennsylvania, said the test for the highly contagious virus, Ebola, is being done out of an abundance of caution after a person met screening criteria for Ebola testing. Now, preliminary testing indicated that the patient has another condition, but we're not getting too many details, and understandably so. You know, they need privacy. I get that. They say, we're unsure whether the patient traveled to a place that is currently experiencing an outbreak of the disease, like the Democratic Republic of Congo, or did he come into contact? But Dr. Brennan said, proper protocols and precautions will remain in place to ensure the safety of all our patients and staff. The doctors and staff had received extensive training on out of care for patients with Ebola. After four cases were diagnosed in the U.S. in 2014, there were four cases that were diagnosed in the U.S. Remember, there was one, and then people transferred to us. And then I remember, I just don't remember four, you know, people just, you know, walking around coming. You know, I think there were people that were, you know, overseas that came over. So, it is spread through bodily fluids, fatal. Symptoms include fever, muscle pain, severe diarrhea, vomiting, stomach pain. So right now, the death toll is about 486, and there are 734 confirmed cases of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo. That's according to statistics from the World Health Organization. They are expecting those numbers to rise. As you know, it's been difficult to contain because people are trying to flee this military coup that's going on over there. And they're trying to vaccinate. They've vaccinated thousands, I think 10,000 people already, but they need to vaccinate more. And as cases arise, the average person doesn't necessarily want to, you know, call in the brigade to, you know, come in and help them. Many of them, you know, want to stay away from outsiders, and they may, you know, not be very forthcoming with their illness. So it's a big concern. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a father of four dies after having a form of mad cow disease. Now, this Creutzfeldt-Jakob we talked about, if it happens in animals, it's called mad cow. If it happens in humans, it's Creutzfeldt-Jakob. And it's a degenerative brain disorder caused by a prion. Now, prion is not a bacteria. It's not a virus. It's not a fungus. It's a prion, another type of infectious element that's very hard to attack. And unfortunately, Tony Gibson was diagnosed with Creutzfeldt-Jakob. He lived in Tennessee, had two sets of twins. And unfortunately, he passed away. He's 33 years old. I'm not exactly sure how he got it. He started having signs and symptoms of dementia. And then he started to become paranoid with hallucinations. And the wife took him to Vanderbilt University. And that's where he was diagnosed with it. And it unfortunately, you know, took him within 6 months to a year. We don't know how he got it. So there's two sets of twins. If I find a GoFundMe page, I'll definitely let you know. But this has been reported by People Magazine. And, you know, this is why whenever you donate blood, they always ask if you've traveled internationally or, you know, been to England during the 80s and, you know, et cetera. Because if anybody had, shall we say, exposure to mad cow disease and contracted the prion, then that prion could unfortunately be living with you and then unfortunately cause a this degenerative disorder. And it can be passed to others, which is why we want to make sure that we don't, you know, pass blood products. But for the majority of us, it's really rare. So wanted to keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So pain pills. This is something that is a constant fight, constant struggle. How to get pain medication. And as we are trying to combat the opioid overdose epidemic, legislators are, you know, passing laws that go after doctors who I don't really think are the main culprit and the reason we have this problem. However, while I can't change politicians' minds or their political agenda, and apparently nobody's really listening to the patients, luckily, companies are trying to find other ways to treat chronic pain. So in the Annals of Internal Medicine, there's an abstract that was released this week on a compounded pain topical cream. And they say that they're looking at the efficacy of it, and they looked at 399 patients with localized pain, and they looked at ketamine, gabapentin, clonidine, lidocaine, ketoprofen, baclofen, cyclobenzaprine, lidocaine, or mixed, and they looked at average pain scores 1 month after treatment. Apparently, they did the scale of a health survey score. And in conclusion, and this is tough, okay? They say the compounded pain creams were no better than placebo creams. They also recommend, well, it's also suggested that use gets curtailed because of their high costs. Now, some of you have told me that these pain creams work for you. Why? Well, it all depends on where you're feeling your pain. If you're having spinal stenosis and you're having pain that's deep, deep, deep in the spinal cord, there's really not much you could do, right, on top of the skin. Right, that's going to locally and, you know, directly numb the spinal cord. Your body protects against that. You don't want anything that your body touches could then, you know, paralyze you. So, in essence, that doesn't happen. However, if much of your pain is, let's say, you know, dermal, you know, like with shingles, etc., if some of the pain is perceived, you know, placebo can be very, very effective. And so the reason why some people have been touting these, you know, these creams is because people will say, no, it works. Give it to me. Just give me the cream. It works. And you're like, well, it's not supposed to work, but if you say it works, that's fine by me. And that's how I feel about a lot of things out there. If you say it works, it's not hurting you, fine by me, if it's better than the alternative. But with this study coming out saying, doesn't, you know, may not work, I think there are some creams that do provide some benefit. But again, it may just be localized. It may just be placebo. But also, you know, does it make sense? If you have neuropathy, if you have diabetic neuropathy, and your feet kill because of nerves, if it's superficial nerves bothering you, yeah, maybe these creams could help. But if it's the deep, deep nerves, no, no. It's just not going to touch it. So, what do? Well, we try to, you know, we try to come up with medicines that can either affect the nerves, which we have to be very careful about because nerves innervate everything, or affect your brain's perception of the nerve pain. Now, again, we have to be careful with that because the reason why we hurt is it's a defense mechanism. If you are sitting there next to a flame, you really need to feel it. It needs to hurt. Otherwise, you'll just let yourself burn. And I know that's not the most often occurrence, so people will say, you know what, I'd rather be numb. But, like, for example, the reason why diabetics run the risk of losing their leg, or their, losing their leg and foot, is because they're numb. They get a cut or sore on their foot, and it may not hurt. They may not feel anything. And then it festers and it festers. Plus, lack of nerve function also doesn't aid in infection fighting. So, they end up getting a big, nasty foot ulcer. That ends up going to the bone. Now they have infection in the bone, and, you know, many diabetics have had to lose their leg. So just going numb or aiming for numbing a nerve doesn't necessarily solve a problem. It can make things worse. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI,
Richard writes, can we talk about the gender gap? At my work, it's getting worse by the month. Women and men would work together well, laugh, joke, and the atmosphere was positive. Lately, men and women stay to themselves. It's quiet, cold, the air is stagnant, he says, and everyone is afraid to talk to one another or look at each other. It could be because of our new harassment policy. And he goes on, but this isn't the first time I heard it. You know, I noticed a big change after the Kavanaugh hearings and the Me Too movement. I think in the last year or two, there's been a big change. And, you know, seeing what happened with the State of the Union address, where a bunch of the Democratic female lawmakers wore white, which I thought was beautiful. And then I think Tiffany Trump wore white. I think, I thought originally this was supposed to be for a remembrance of the women's suffrage movement and them wearing white to get media attention. But I believe the lawmakers were trying to stand out to show that they weren't they wanted the camera on them, you know, if they all sit all together. And they wanted to originally, you know, make a stand against Trump. And then, unfortunately, Trump was saying a lot of things that were, you know, kind of right in line with, you know, those campaigns. And they had to kind of decide whether they're going to stand and clap. A lot of them did. In fact, they, you know, some of them had, you know, mean faces. And then they, you know, for that same comment, after he made that comment, they tried to hold a mean face, and then they ended up dancing for that comment. So it's like there really wasn't that much organization in what they wanted to do. But as a woman, I was a little confused. I'm like, what are you guys standing for? Are you representing me as a woman, or are you representing you as a politician against Trump? What are you doing here? And so I don't know how men, you know, perceived that, but I do feel that there is a lot of, what's the word for regression of the progress we made? And I say this all the time, and I can't tell you all the different proof we have. I mean, like antibiotics for example. You know, we come up with antibiotics to fight infection, so we're making progress. But for every time we make an antibiotic, we produce a resistant bug, a superbug. And sometimes we make superbugs quicker than we're making new antibiotics, which makes you wonder, did we do harm coming up with antibiotics? Nobody would ever say that, and nobody would believe that, but it makes you wonder. And so we see this a lot with, you know, marijuana. All right, great, you know, now, you know, we can help fight the pain control, you know, the pain pill issue with marijuana, and, you know, but now we have people that unfortunately are becoming addicted to marijuana. So, you know, every time we make progress, sometimes we regress. Same thing with tobacco. I think we've progressed beautifully in fighting the tobacco epidemic, but now we have new epidemics. We have the obesity epidemic, right, because people aren't smoking to keep their weight down, and we have the vaping epidemic. I think I would rather have an obesity epidemic than the tobacco epidemic, but I don't want an epidemic. So the problem is our parade keeps getting rained on. So now, as a woman who loves to work with men, and I love talking to men, I love joking to men, I love hearing what men have to talk about, I would rather hang out with the guys and listen to what they're talking about, as long as it's not crude, okay, and, you know, demoralizing to women. But, you know, if they're talking sports, if they're talking smack, if they're talking, I love that, okay? You know, I in a workplace will go find where the guys are, because I like listening. Now, mind you, they might be cleaning it up because I'm there, but sometimes they don't. I like that stuff. I like it. I'm finding that to be very different now. You know, what side are you on? Are you on the women's side, or are you on our side? And I'm like, why are there sides? What's going on here? And that's the whole frustrating thing, you know? It's black or white. You've got to be, you know, if you're pro-women, you're Democrat. No, you're not. Being Democrat means you're for a whole bunch of different sorts of policies, just like being Republican, being independent, which is why I'm independent, okay? You know, I like to vote for the person. But, no, that doesn't mean that if I'm pro-woman, I'm Democrat. That doesn't mean that. You know, if I don't like the idea of sexual assault or women not getting paid equally, that doesn't mean I'm anti-man.
I love men. I love working with men. And so we as women maybe hit some huge progress with the Me Too movement. Okay, no, we don't have to stand for getting our butt grabbed. You know, we don't have to be, you know, threatened and sexually harassed and lose jobs if we don't sleep with somebody. Yeah, that's phenomenal progress. But then on the other end, you know, people are so afraid of us accusing them of harassment. The Brett Kavanaugh hearing scared the hell out of everybody. That woman who claimed that cop groped her during a DUI when he didn't touch her and the camera proved it. That scares the average guy, and I don't blame him. You know, we women are like, look at how, you know, we've progressed. We've done, you know, we're doing better in society. We're going to, you know, we're going to have longevity. How much longevity are we going to have when men don't want to do CPR on us? Studies are coming out saying the average woman doesn't get CPR like a man does. Why? Because people don't want to be accused of touching your breasts or touching your chest. So, are we making progress, or are we now in a situation where men want to work separately from women? I hear that a lot. They're like, you know what? I don't want to be accused. I don't want to accidentally, you know, these sexual harassment policies that are coming out at work, some of them, you know, we're hearing, you know, if you look at a woman longer than 5 seconds, if you accidentally, you know, hit her, if you whatever. So some men are like, look, okay, I don't want to accidentally hit a woman on the butt. If she turns around, she's kind of big. You know, she comes by my cubicle. When she turns around, I may accidentally run into her butt. I just don't have her near my cubicle. Let me work over here with the guy so I don't get in trouble. So I don't accidentally look at a woman who comes in with cleavage. You know, I see some women when they, you know, would come to work. I mean, they were half hanging. I'm like, are you supposed to be breastfeeding soon? Why do I almost see your nipples? This is a workplace. And so what's the average male worker supposed to do? I mean, you know, you could only cover your eyes. And the fact that you cover your eyes, that may look too dramatic, and that may be insulting. So there's going to be a push later, mark my words, where men are going to ask if they could only work around men. So then they aren't put in this position. And then what? Now we have segregation? Now we have men not working with women? Now we have women quarters? Men, you see what I mean? We're going to, you know, regress. So how do we make sure we have robust sexual harassment policies to stop sexual harassment? How do we stop, disparity in pay without, you know, putting ourselves back decades? I hear women talk all the time, you know, about, well, you know, gosh, you know, that, you know, he said something to me. Can I construe that as sexual harassment? He said it. Yeah, you know, that could work. That counts. That counts? No. You file a sexual harassment claim when you feel like you were harassed. If you are suffering from that, you don't sit there and take a transcript of somebody and dissect it and see, this is how we could get them. That hurts us women. So, you know, Richard, I get it. I mean, work is going to be different, you know, and just, you know, do your job. Right, you know, keep your nose to the grind. Don't sway from it. Follow your policies. But you know, somebody could say, well, work was never supposed to be fun. I like it when work is fun. I like it when you can joke around and have fun and look forward to people and, you know, whatever. And, you know, but and I, you know, sometimes when it's too walled up, little things accidentally happen. But you know, we're just swinging the pendulum, so we need to figure out how to toe the line better. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.